Amen. It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. It's good to be saved. It's good to know the Lord on a personal level. Amen. I believe if we get saved, amen, and we fall down on our knees, amen, and come as the faith of a little child, amen, and get to know the Lord, amen, we become a personal relationship with God. Amen. I tell you, church, I've just been looking forward to this week, and I've been excited about it, what God has in store for this church this week and for other churches here. I believe the Lord's going to bless. He's already shown that tonight. Amen. Church, I don't know where you stand with God. That's between you and the Lord. But I know there's a need here. Amen. We know there's going to be needs here all week if the Lord cares. And I don't think we should take those home with us. Amen. I think we should leave them here tonight to go home with a clear conscience. Amen. And clear hearts. I tell you what, we see people come to church all the time and leave the church lost and undone. Well, what better time to get things right with the Lord than tonight? Amen. I tell you what, church, I was bouncing back and forth for the message. I didn't know what to do. The singers got up and sung what they did. Eric was telling about the song, Standing on the Promise. We was talking about that at dinner the other night. I said, boy, I'd love to hear that song. He said, Caleb, here it is. They're about to sing it right now. another couple of things confirmed my message tonight. If you want to open up the Bible to the book of Hebrews, to chapter 6, we want to start from verse 13. Church, I invite you to open, to follow along and get into God's Word. And I'd love to see the lost saved, but you know what? I'd love to see the church revived. Amen. I believe that's why we're here. That's why they call it revival. To get that strength and encouragement and just to get us through this life. Amen. I tell you what, this world will get you down quick if you let it. But I tell you what, it's good to have church and it's good to have revival to be with your church family and Christian friends. Amen. I tell you what, I feel good, Lord. Amen. I tell you, I just love the Lord and what He's done for me. We're going to try to tell you what He's done for this message. Amen. Chapter 6 in the book of Hebrews says, verse 13, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessed, I will bless thee, multiply, and I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight. We thank you for this opportunity to be here and minister to your church. We thank you for the word that you give us, Lord. We thank you for the scripture, Lord. We just pray, Lord, someone here tonight that may be going through a struggle, may be going through a trial, that may be lost and don't know you to the great part of sin. We just pray, Lord, that you lift this message up and touch their hearts tonight. I just pray, Lord, that they take it home with them and ponder of your word. And Lord, apply it to their lives in some form. We thank you for the promise you made, Lord. We thank you for what you do for us, Lord. We don't all come to you. Lord, we just pray that you bless this message tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I tell you what, church. It's good to know, amen, that God has made a promise to us. Amen. The Lord be my help tonight. I'm going to try to preach the message the best of my ability. Brother Jerry was talking about Sister Cora stepping over tonight, Saturday, amen. The only thing I can think of is Brother Jerry, she obtained the promise. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, this life will be a struggle. We'll go through some rough times. We'll go through some deep valleys. Amen. But the Bible says, he that endures to the end will obtain the promise. Church, I'll tell you, I've seen it happen. I've seen living proof. Having Sister passed away this weekend, we should be upset. We should be grieving. Amen. We should be happy. Amen. She's gone on to a better place. Amen. When she got up here and sang, amen, I could feel the Spirit moving through her. She was looking for that promise. Amen, church. I tell you what. Amen. The Bible says, I don't know what scripture it is, but I know it's in there. Amen. When God saved us, He took our sins and He nailed them to the cross. Amen. Never to be remembered again. Amen. He can save you. He can clean you up. Amen. And put you on that track to that promise. Amen. Amen, church. The book of Exodus talks about Moses leading the children of Israel. I'm sure when he talked to that burning bush, and God told him to do something, I'm sure he scratched his head. I mean, I know and clean me up. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Amen. You can take the hottest shower. Hey man, you can use the strongest stuff possible. Hey man, he's gonna clean you up like the Lord can. Hey man, he gave me the best bath I've ever took in my life. Hey man, all the cussing went out the door. Hey man, all the carrying on going to places I went to went out the door. Hey man, he said, come, let me tell you something. Hey man, if you get saved tonight, hey man, when you feel that spirit drawing, hey man, you accept the call. Hey man, God said, I'm gonna promise you something. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Hey man, I promise I'll be with you to the end. Amen. He had to prove me wrong one time. Amen. Church, God has been with me every step of the way. Woo, church, I tell you what. Amen. I know what God can do. I've seen it happen. Amen. Church, I tell you, I love to see these people's faces when they enter the gates of heaven. Amen. When Moses stepped across. Amen. When Sister Cora stepped across. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. You talk about a time in heaven. Amen. Amen. You talk about shouting and carrying on. Amen. Church, they think we're crazy here. Yeah. Amen. They don't want to be with me in heaven. Amen. Let me tell you something. They think I'm about to be put in the sock warm when I get up there. Amen. Church, let me tell you, if God's done something for you, He's cleaned you up. Wow. Amen. He's took you from the deepest pit in your life. Yeah. Amen. Church is worth shouting about. Amen. Woo, church, I tell you what. Amen. I've talked to some people. Amen. To say they got saved. I tell you, I love listening to people testify. Amen. I love to hear their stories. But sometimes you get that one person. Boy, yeah, Jesus saved me. Yeah, He did. He did. He sure did. I'm just as calm as possible. Amen. But I remember when I got up. Amen. When I got saved. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm not the man I used to be. Amen. Everything's buried. And the old man died at the altar. Amen. The new came up. Amen. And He gave me that promise.
Come on, Lord.
Amen.
Church, let me tell you something. Hebrew children, amen. I go to the story, I preach this all the time. Amen. I go through stories of the Bible where they were promised something by the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I believe God carried out that promise every time.
Amen.
And brother and sister, I'm standing on that promise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know God's going to take me on home one day.
Right.
Amen. Church, He could be by a car accident. I could die of old age. Amen. I could die of heart attack. But you know what? That promise will be fulfilled. Just like Abraham. Just like Moses and the Hebrew children. And Lazarus, amen. I'm going to inherit the same promise.
Amen.
Lord, I tell you, this world rough.
Yeah,
boy, I tell you, I had some rough days.
Come on,
I had one last week. I'm sure my wife got tired of me talking about it. Hey, man, I like to whine about my life sometimes. I tell you, honest with you, I go home and I cry like a little baby and complain about life. Hey, man, I complain about how mean the boss has been to me. I complain about my back hurt a little bit. Hey, man, I'll boo if you listen to me. Hey, man, but let me tell you something. All this that we're going through is but for a little while.
Hey,
man, it's just but a little pain that God can handle. Hey, man. I remember the story in the Bible. He talked about, I believe it's the Moabs. I believe it's the story of two people bowing. And the man says, come on over here. This is but a little thing that God can handle. Amen.
Yeah.
This is but a small thing we'll face this life. That little headache we get. That little backache we have to endure. Amen. That name call we have to take to work. Amen. The mean boss we're going to put up with. Amen. We don't have to put up with heaven. He ain't going to be there. Amen. We don't have to put up that stuff anymore. Amen. We don't have to hear about funeral homes. How we don't have to be in the hospitals. Amen. All up comes to screeching halt.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll tell you what.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The Bible says, verse 16, for men verily swear by the greater.
Mm-hmm.
And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Let me read that again. Confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel confirmed by an oath. Let me tell you something. I love this verse right here. I got it highlighted. Yeah, I got it highlighted. I know some people do, some people don't, but I think this is important to me. Amen. This insurance that promise. Amen. The Bible says that the two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor. Anchor of the soul, most sure and steadfast, and which entereth into the within the veil, whether the forerunners for us enter, even Jesus made high priest forever at the order of Melchizedek. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. That hope is steadfast and sure.
Amen.
It ain't going nowhere. Hey man, when we get rough in this life and we start questioning God and we try to understand why it's happening and why things are going on and why we have to whine about this life in the wilderness. Hey, God says there's hope. Amen. There's hope for being comfortable. Hey man, church, let me tell you something. Hey God, there's hope in the Lord. Hey man, there's hope in what He promised you. Hey man, and that hope's going to get you there. Boy, I tell you, church, I ain't too happy the way the world's going. We're in trouble.
Yeah, we are.
I ain't going to get started on politics. I ain't got time for that. But let me tell you something. This world's in trouble.
Amen.
The devil's got a foothold in this world. He's destroying one day at a time.
Amen.
Amen. Christians aren't afraid to take a stand anymore.
Amen.
Amen. We're just tucking and rolling, hiding out. Amen. While the devil in the playgrounds out there playing around with everybody.
Yeah.
Destroying Christians. Amen. And bringing them back to their old ways. Amen. Church, I've seen, I thought the strongest Christian in my life. Amen. Be brought down to their knees by the devil. Amen. They're right back where they used to be. Amen. But church, let me tell you something. I don't think they lost hope in that hope. Amen.
Yeah.
I think they don't stand on that promise like they need to.
Yeah.
And the devil rocked them and kicked them. Amen. And beat them up in that valley.
Yeah.
But there's hope in the valley too.
Amen.
There's hope on the mountaintop.
Yeah. Yes.
There's hope in the good and the bad times.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all ever heard that song? I just want to thank you, Lord, for always being there when I pray.
Amen.
Through the good times and the bad.
Yeah.
Amen. You always saw me through.
Amen.
Just want to thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen, church. I just want to thank the Lord for what He's done for me.
Amen.
Good times and the bad. No, things don't always go my way. I can kick and scream, cry and pout and everything else. But God's promised me.
Right.
And I'm going to stand on that promise. Amen. Church, I'm going to carry that promise. Amen. When they shut that casket on me. Amen. When they lower that 6 feet to the ground. There's another promise that was made for the chariot. Amen. The Bible says, amen, one day the Lord's going to come back. Amen. The Christians will rise first. Amen, church. The Christ, the dead is standing. Christ is going to rise. Amen. I'm going to come forward. That's a promise that was made to me. And that's a promise the Lord ain't going to break. I'm looking for any day. Amen. For those teachers, God's split. Amen. And I believe every person, amen, those standing Christ, that was right in the heart, it has stood on that promise, has stood in that hope will rise one day. We're going home. But the people that are lost gave up hope and backed off that promise. Whoa, woe unto you. I tell you, church, I tell you what, I've seen some people leave this world lost and undone without the Lord. Amen. I seen them. It's a question. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Lord, can you please? I know what the Bible says about it. I know what the Bible says about it, but I always pray until the time they lay them in the ground, Lord, show a little bit more mercy for them.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord, show a little ounce of mercy. Amen. I don't know what you got planned for them, but show a little bit of mercy.
Yeah.
Church, we should have the love for one another, to pray for one another, to lift each other up, not kick them when they're down.
Amen.
We as Christians get through that sometimes. Amen. Church, when somebody's down, we don't pray like we should. But let me tell you a little story of what happened to me today. I had a guy working with me. I had a lady that was going through cancer. I had been taking some chemo treatments, and he came out to the van, and he's just sitting there all quiet. And I said, "What is wrong with you?" He said, "Can I have 5 more minutes?" I'm like, "Yeah, what's going on?" He said, "I want to go in here and pray for this sis right now. I want to go in here and pray for her." Hey man, I believe he wanted to lift her up to the Lord. When the doctors say it's impossible, how would the doctors give up hope? Hey man, when the doctors don't care about you anymore, there's somebody who cares.
Hey
man, there's somebody willing to help you. Hey man, there's somebody willing to touch your body. Hey man, not only heal you of them sick pains, not only way to heal you of your cancer, hey man, to heal that heart. Hey man, to clean you up and give you that surgery.
Yes, sir.
The doctors can't provide.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, church. Good Lord's good. Amen. I can go on all night tonight and tell you what the Lord's done for me. Amen. And I stand on that promise. That promise was given to me when I knelt to pray. Amen, church. I believe when my number's called, I'm going to leave my family behind.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave my church family behind just for a little while. Amen. One day we'll reunite. Amen, church. But for the people that don't have that promise, that don't have that hope, amen, it questions the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Why things go on? They give up hope and they walk away from the Lord. I'll tell you what, church. Stand fast in your faith.
That's right. Amen.
Stand on that promise. Amen. Hang on to it with every bit you have.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says it's steadfast. Hold steadfast in that hope that's sure and never wavering. Amen.
True, brother.
Well, I tell you what. My favorite verse, one of my favorite verses. Proverbs, I believe it's Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. Trust the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
Lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah.
Amen. All thy ways acknowledge Him.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. All the ways acknowledge the church.
Yep.
Not just through the good times, but through the bad.
Amen.
Well, He'll be there with you. Yep. Amen. When you're sick.
Yep.
He'll be there with you when you're having family problems. Yep. He'll be there when you're having marital problems. He'll be there through the toughest times. You think nobody's listening. He'll be there. Because He promised you.
Right.
You got saved. Amen. He promised you something.
Yeah.
He keeps His promise. The Bible says it's impossible for the Lord to
lie.
Amen. Right. Impossible. Yeah. It means it can't happen. 0% chance.
Yep.
Just like scientists say, Brother Wheeler. 0% chance that the Lord's coming back. Have a 0% chance that somebody created man and women here. 0% chance that a man created the earth. Amen. Oh, God's going to prove them different.
Amen.
God's going to come back. Amen. He's going to see the sun. Amen. The scientists are going to stop in their tracks. Well, they're going to know that God exists.
Amen.
But then it's going to be too late. There ain't nothing to fix up in time to fix it.
Amen.
I have hope in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
I have a promise. I'm going to stand on that promise.
Yeah.
Psalm says, standing on the promises of Christ my King. Amen. I'm going to stand on it.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I'm going to ask the singers to come. I know it ain't a long message, but I believe it's to the point. Promise, amen, is given to you. Amen, church, when you got saved, amen, that promise still stands tonight.
Amen,
it ain't going nowhere. I believe if you believe in the Lord, you trust in God, through the good times and bad, He'll see you through. As we stand tonight, church, if you got a need, I ask you to come. If you're going through a tough time in your life, I ask you to come. If you're lost and undone, the Bible says you come to Him with a broken and contrite spirit. Amen. He'll clean you up and save you. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
I believe it's with you. All you have to do is kneel, confess your sins to God. And He is just and righteous to forgive them all.
Yep.
Why don't you come tonight?